This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our holiday section. Australia Day. Australia Day is an annual public holiday that takes place in Australia on January 26th. The date marks the arrival of Captain Arthur Phillip and the First Fleet. The fleet of 11 British ships arrived at Port Jackson, now Sydney, in 1788 to claim the land for Britain and establish a penal colony. The anniversary of the fleet's arrival was celebrated early on by some of the colonists. The first large celebration took place on the 30th anniversary in 1818. At this time, Australia Day was known as Foundation Day or First Landing Day. A formal dinner and ball were held at Governor Macquarie's home. The governor also ordered a 30-gun salute. The name Australia was officially adopted in 1824. Previously, the West was known as New Holland or Terra Australis, Southern Land, and the East was called New South Wales. There is little consensus about how the country got its new name. One theory credits a European navigator who wrote the word Australia on a map after circumnavigating the continent. Foundation Day was celebrated under various names, including Anniversary Day, for over 100 years before Australia Day became a public holiday in 1946. From 1946 to 1995, the holiday was observed on the Monday closest to January 26th, allowing Australians to enjoy a long weekend. Today, the public holiday is on January 26, regardless of the day it falls on. Schools and government offices are closed. The Australian of the Year Awards has been an ongoing Australia Day tradition since 1960. Recipients are citizens who A. demonstrate excellence in their field, B. make a significant contribution to their community and nation, and C, act as a role model for Australians. People across Australia look forward to Canberra's annual ceremony celebrating exceptional Australians on Australia Day. The Australian flag is prevalent throughout the world on Australia Day. It consists of a blue field with a red and white Union Jack in the top left corner. Beneath the Union Jack is the 7-point Commonwealth Star.
It has 6 points that represent the states and one for the territories.
On the right-hand side are the 5 stars of the Southern Cross constellation. This is a group of stars that is highly visible from the Southern Hemisphere. Australia's flag colors, red, white, and blue, or natural colors, green and gold, are often worn on Australia Day. You will also see people sporting the official flower, the golden wattle, or other unofficial symbols, such as the koala or kangaroo. To celebrate Australia Day, people often have barbecues with family members and friends. Many Aussies go to the beach or park for a picnic and game of cricket. Some people attend official events, such as parades and concerts. In Sydney, Aussies enjoy the world's oldest sailing regatta since 1837, followed by the Sydney Harbour fireworks. Not everyone in Australia celebrates Australia Day. For some Australians, January 26th is a day of mourning. In fact, Aboriginals call it Invasion Day. They get together on this day to mourn ancestors who lost their land and rights. Some Aboriginal Australians have changed the name to Survival Day. They use the day to promote their culture and celebrate the fact that their spirit is still alive. Many Australians agree that the date of the white man's arrival may not be the best date to celebrate the nation. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit esllibrary.com and choose our holidays section. That's all for now. See you next Wednesday.